Welcome to the Monday Night War Booking Podcast. I am Luke Cohen, DAD, and I'm joined by Chopper Pete Quinnell.
Oh, no, I've done it wrong, Monday Night Pete.
Sorry, take that again. I am Luke Cohen, representing Monday Night War. No, I'm Luke Cohen, DAD, representing Monday Night Raw. Who are you?
I'm Chopper Pete Quinnell, representing Monday Night SmackDown. Hi.
Hello, this is the Episode 2 Booking Podcast.
Yes. We'll get the intro right eventually.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's only like we've done it for... This will be the 17th episode. 18th, technically, because we did the season one wrap-up.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah.
15, 16 episodes of season two.
Mm-hmm. So this is the
19th? Maybe episode? Even 20th, because oh didn't God. We do a wrap-up for season two? Or was that just our final
I think that
episode?
Was just included in the final episode.
Okay, so maybe it's the 19th one then.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe by episode 20 of this, we will get the intro right.
Maybe. We'll figure it out.
Who knows? But what we do know is I am still number one.
Only just, Luke.
Only just, Pete. Like, one of the things I'm really liking about 2K23 My GM mode is that in the early weeks, it feels very swingy.
Mm.
Like, because you did double charity and you did the backstage brawl. So that brought you in 10. And the double charities brought you in 10, so you got a combined of 20. So I was only ahead of you by like 8,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that was with Steve Austin on the show.
Yep.
And I still had a couple of gimmick matches in there as well.
Sure did.
Two title matches.
But that's why you're still in the lead, because you did that in week one.
Yeah.
And you had the backstage brawl and the everything else and the two charity promos and all the other gubbins.
And a whole other bunch. I mean, like, every match I had was a gimmick match in week one.
Yeah. So I think now we've kind of both done the same thing in back-to-back weeks. You did it week one. I've done it week two. But you're still in the lead.
Yeah. And you cannot afford to do it multiple weeks on end either.
Absolutely not.
90 grand a pop. Plus, it is massive, massive health draining.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like, I got my email from Trips. I only got one email this week, and it was from Trips to say, by the way, Rhea Ripley has dropped below 40 because she was in the steel cage match last week with Asuka. So it's like, so she's dropped below 40. You need to be resting your superstars. And then I checked Owens. I didn't get an email about Owens, but because of the backstage brawl with him last week, he was also hurting.
Mm-hmm.
So my plan this week was to keep Owens off the show, keep Rhea off the show, and just have Asuka and Logan Paul do call out promos.
That is you learning, Luke. And it's not just like, oh, they're at like 38. Nah, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
Which was your mentality for two seasons.
And it's only because I don't know how much is going to impact. Like, if I put them in a regular match, like, does it drop it by massive? Like, if you go below a threshold, does it then exponentially go down further? Mm,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's...
I feel like I got the email for a reason.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, we got the same email in 2K22 as well. To be like, someone's under 40. They're at risk of getting injured now.
And she just stopped. She just wouldn't get injured. Like, no matter how often I pushed Asuka in matches, she just would not get injured.
Until she did. Yep.
The week before WrestleMania. Yep. The massive bell end.
Yep. So it's nice for me, at least, to see that you're just like, no, I'm learning things now. And we're not complete idiots at the game. Our lessons that we learned in 2K22, some of them have crossed over into 2K23, which... is nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
That we're not complete idiots at this game, which we were in season one of this series.
Yeah, it was a bit of a steep learning curve. But this was a... you had a fairly newsworthy week in terms of you did not get that power card. You did not have tag team champions.
Uh-huh.
And we don't... We haven't recorded episode 3 yet.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if you have an IC champ either.
Who can say? Or women's tag champs, also. That was my opener. I assume I do.
I think that one was.
But who knows?
Well, it didn't. Well, there wasn't anything in the social media said that mentioned DQ.
No.
The only thing we got the question mark over Shelton is because you had the run-in.
Yes.
As to whether or not that, like, he won via DQ or even in spite of the run-in, he still won and he is the IC champ.
Who knows?
Who knows until you get into the actual game.
We'll figure that out. But also, just because it wasn't in the social media feed, doesn't mean it wasn't a DQ.
It's true.
Who knows if I've got women's tag champs or not? We'll figure that one out too. Yeah, I was annoyed about that power card.
It was a good one as well. You told me what it was.
It was a special promotion.
Oh man, that's a good one.
Which is real good. It's like, not right now, but if I played it, you know, in 5 weeks' time.
It's a great card to have in the end game.
It's a game changer.
It's a huge card to have in the end game.
Yeah. What a shame. But hey ho, I'll just win without it. And if I don't win, then I'll just complain that that's why I didn't win.
That would be your reason for not winning. That's fair.
Yeah. I was kind of annoyed about that.
How else was the rest of your week?
Yeah, it was okay. I actually spent some time while you were doing your booking to kind of plan my show this time, which was nice. Because I specifically wrote down, I really wanted, because I knew I'd signed medical Bill the previous week, but I didn't book him in anything. Because I went on the free agents last, so I didn't have time to really rejig my show to include him. Plus, his popularity is like 15, so I didn't really want him on my show anyway. But this week, I was like, now I really want to get Medical Bill on the show, because that just sounds fun. And I was like, okay, how can I do this? And I was like, what other feuds do I want to start? So I put him against Shelton with a run-in from Marseille. And I was like, I could put this at a mid-card title match. Yeah, why not? It's a bit of fun, isn't it? Because I could have either, you know, if Shelton and Marseille are feuding over the mid-card title, great. If Medical Bill wins the mid-card title, that's just funny.
That's great.
That's a good meme for the show right there. So that's fine by me.
I also haven't checked whether or not mid-card belts also add 10 to popularity.
I'd assume so, but I don't know so.
I didn't go and check because Gunther's my US champ, but I did not go and check to see if that has like upped his pop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I also booked Nakamura and Solo Sikoa again. Got an email from Nakamura being like, I want a rematch. No one else better get a title shot before me. It's like, well, you're going to get it on this show, so that's fine by me. And yeah, Nakamura won it back again, which is fine. And he's starting a rivalry. He's in a rivalry with Solo Sikoa.
About time.
Who'd have thunk it?
I know, right?
You know? It's crazy. Very happy about that. Also, that just sounds like a really fun feud, just in general. Like, yeah. Nakamura and Sikoa is fun.
I could get into that.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I in theory, crowned women's tag champs on this show as well. And I think I've got men's tag champs now as well.
I'm pretty sure you got men's tag champs at the very least.
I'd hope so.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if we get to episode 3 and I don't have any of them? No women's, no IC, no men's.
It's a running gimmick then.
That would be so funny.
Yeah, we kind of need that end graphic that comes up to show all of your champs, not just your men's and women's, which Absolutely. Is kind of like a holdover of iteration 1
yes.
of my GM mode in 2K22 when you'd only had the two belts, and then they added in the tag belts.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just feels like a bit of a holdover that we've still only got the image of your men's and women's champion, not your mid-card and your tag teams. Mm-hmm. Granted, I suppose that is like an extra 5 people to put on the screen.
It is, but you've got room.
You got the room.
There's plenty of room for that.
Because I also crowned my women's tag champs.
You did?
On this show, because I was originally going to be having Doudrop versus Io Sky, but I've moved Doudrop into a tag team with Indy Hartwell and paired up Gigi and Io Sky to fight over the women's tag titles. And that has started a rivalry.
Wonderful.
Indy Drop versus Gigi Sky.
Indy Drop?
Yeah, Indy Drop.
GG Sky?
Yeah.
Hate that.
Score Sky G. I haven't quite decided yet.
Sky G.
I've got Asuka and Rhea up to a 2 and KO and Logan up to a 2 as well. Both of those were just off call-out promos because I kept Asuka off the show. So my plans actually had changed somewhat.
Yeah.
I did another experiment as well, which was to try and see if I had Sami Renan on Cody while Cody is facing off against someone he's in a tag feud with and the tag partner who he's also in a feud with running in, whether that would further the tag rivalry. Mm-hmm. It did not.
It didn't, yeah.
It didn't. I'm just going to assume that is doing that does not further the rivalry.
I'd assume so as well. I don't think you've got unlucky on that one. I think that's just, that doesn't work.
Yeah, and it was only, I only booked that because originally Tyler Bate was going to be in my US three-way with Gunther, Mello, and Bate, but I discovered that you can't put the belt on the line in a triple threat match.
Which sounds very weird to me. I don't get why.
I don't get why either. But secondly, Gunther and Mello hadn't started a rivalry yet. So putting them in a three-way was not going to help matters. So I just put Carmelo Hayes and Gunther in a singles match for the belt again and switched that around to my opener.
Yeah.
Which worked out really well for me in the end, because that did start the rivalry. But I think I could just put Bate in a tag match. And then I could have had tag titles on the line. And I think that might have actually helped me out a bit more.
Yeah.
But I suppose, Pete, the big thing that people want to talk about, it's not signing Tommaso Ciampa. It's not signing Stunning Steve Austin. It's the return of Mr. Higglesby.
I couldn't believe it. When I saw that screenshot, because I had glanced across, and when you were like, oh, Pete, it's time for this next segment. And I glanced across, I was like, I know this. It's a jobber of some sort.
He's going to have a funny
name. I'm sure it's a funny name, and we'll laugh. When it came up with Mr. Higglesby, I was like, that's not... Who's he? Why is he... Huh? there were so many questions. Yeah. I was like, why does he have an eye patch? Why does he look so different? What's happened?
He's come from the future.
Yeah, what's happened between 2K22 and 2K23?
I mean, I'm not saying that 2K definitely watch all of our shows and have got a lot of their ideas, but we were running with the idea that Mr. Higglesby was a time traveler in season two.
Yeah.
Because I said that he was actually Finn Balor from the future and has come back to feud with his younger self.
That's good, yeah. Yeah. So at some point, Finn Balor's going to be in an eye for an eye match, which is how he's going to lose his eye, which is going to lead to Mr. Higglesby.
Yeah. Maybe that is so, like, okay, so in our headcanon, Mr. Higglesby V1 travel back in time to try and right the wrongs that Finn Balor, the mistakes that Finn Balor was going to make in the future, his younger self was going to make in the future, but because he got injured before WrestleMania, they could not finish their feud.
Yeah.
Therefore, Balor was on that path to make all of those mistakes, lost his eye, and now the V2, the further in the future Finn Balor of Mr. Higglesby, has traveled back in time again to try and find some revenge on other people that injured his younger self in the lead up to WrestleMania.
Mr. Higglesby in the Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking here. But I've got Mr. Higglesby back. I was the second I saw him, I was like, I mean, I can't not.
You can't not.
I could not sign Higglesby.
Yeah.
And it's funny as well because like I realized at the start of this episode, I do not have a lot of depth here. Because the second I have Logan Paul cutting a promo on Owens and Asuka cutting a promo on Rhea, I was like, shit, I don't have an opener or a closer now.
Yep.
I am I'm two matches down, so I need to bulk this out. So I went to sign free agents with basically the intention of finding my main event. And then I found Mr. Higglesby and I was like, oh well. Right, well, I'm signing Mr. Higglesby, putting him in a charity promo. Right. Now let's try and work out what my main event is. And I used my Legends power card. So with the creator wrestler or the custom GM. The power card you get from them is you get to sign a legend for free.
Yep.
So I use that to buy Austin. Basically just a money saving tactic. I could have used it more tactfully, like later down the line, like to do some new rivalries in, you know, maybe the second section, like after this pay-per-view. But I just need someone now and I didn't want to buy two people.
For sure.
And I couldn't really do Ciampa versus Higglesby.
And also, you've got Stone Cold Steve Austin, so it's not a bad thing.
Exactly,
ever,
yeah. He's got a massive popularity about him. So I've got Austin, who is Bruiser Face, I believe. So I could always put him in a feud with Logan Paul after this is done.
You know who else is a Bruiser Face? Tucker. What you've done is you found your Tucker.
Well, I was going to say, do you know who else is a Bruiser Face? Higglesby. So I could also do Higglesby and Logan Paul. I probably could do with getting another heel fighter, really, which I have written down here. Yeah. So yeah, I had to go find my main event. So I was really like, okay, and because they're in two different sections, I was like, okay, you're a babyface fighter. That means I need a heel bruiser. Where are you? All right. Oh, Tommaso Ciampa. That's a fun one. Okay, yeah. But just double check.
Yeah.
Austin, babyface bruiser. Heel fighter. Cool, I've got you. And in fact, actually, I think I've even got that wrong. He's actually a heel specialist.
Oh, is he?
Because I don't think it was a good heel bruiser for me to get, so I think I just got a heel specialist instead, plus utility player.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, so I got Tommaso Ciampa in as my steel cage main event.
Yeah, against Stone Cold Steve Austin out of nowhere. It's very fun. That reveal of just being like, here's my main event. It's real good. Yeah, big fan of that. See, I had a kind of similar thing to you this week with Bianca Belair, in that I was going to put her in the main event against Carmella just to further their feud. And I saw her stamina was at 42 and I was like, oh, that is a bit low. So I did the same thing. I kept her off the show this week so she could recuperate a little bit and just had Carmella do a call out promo. And I was like, cool. So that means that Nakamura Sakoa is going to be my main event. What's my opener? I got nothing. So I was like, let's just put some more titles on the line. Women's tag, IC, men's tag. And originally the men's tag was going to be the opener. But I was like, who actually has more popularity overall between the men and the women? And it was like negligible. So I was like, women go in the opener, men go in the mid, whatever. It's fine. But that now means though, because some of the call-up promos and stuff worked and everything, I've now got two level two rivalries, which is for the world titles as well. Nax and Sokoa and Belair and Carmella, which is great.
Very nice.
And I have four level one rivalries as well.
Yeah, man.
Which is great.
Swimming in rivalries at the moment. So I've got One, two, three, four, five, six Gryfories overall, mm-hmm. two of which are level two. So yeah, that's same
exactly the same as
same
me.
As it, yeah.
Yeah. Although one of mine is a crossover because I've got Aaliyah and Dana Brooke feuding, and also they're in a tag feud.
Uh-huh.
Baszler and Aaliyah versus Dana and Nikki.
Yeah.
Because I changed tag because I was like, actually, I just want to crown women's tag champs. So I just took that feud of Aaliyah and Dana, just tacked on Baszler and Nikki on that.
Got to be honest, when I'm looking at my card I've got mapped out for next week, there's a lot of question marks.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. One of which I think I've already sorted.
Mm-hmm.
But I am looking at it being like, oh, there's a handful of question marks right there that do need to be filled out. So episode 3 is... like, I feel like a lot of my early doors episodes are going to be filling out the roster. Because I saved so much money in not buying people up front because I wanted to spend huge on my first show.
Mm-hmm.
I now need to get in some people that can just fill up the card.
Absolutely, yeah. And I also think as well, I can't remember, was it 2.75 mil that we got in 2K22 opening budget? Just having 3 mil, it's only 250 grand difference, feels like so much more.
Huge.
Oh, man. Being able to get the size roster that I did, which was what, 14
I think people? 16 people. 14 or 15.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. So yeah, a roster of 16 people and having a bit of money left over to be like, oh, let's sign medical bill.
And
bit
power fun, cards.
You know? And power cards. And I can book a backstage brawl and things like that. It's kind of wild.
I think so as well. I think if you are listening to this and you are starting a save file, I would put it up to 3 mil.
Unless you want a challenge. If you want that challenge to be, I don't have enough money to do stuff, all means do that. But if you want a fun... casual playthrough, 3 mil I think is good.
Yeah, I agree. I've really enjoyed having that extra cash as well, because you know I can buy some power cards, mm-hmm. or you know sign Tommaso Ciampa because I'm gonna put him in a feud with Steve Austin, all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were some power cards I was looking at buying and I was like, ooh, I don't think I can.
Yeah,
on top of everything else,
I think a lot of the ones I had were like health spars and injury rehabs, and then it was probably like a, you know, hey, your steel cage match will get a bit better.
I think almost all of mine were, hey, an Iron Man match will be better. I'm like, I don't want to spend 50 grand on a match type I'm going to book like maybe once down the line. And I don't know if I'm ever going to book it.
Exactly, yeah, because I feel like that is a, that's a last resort card.
Mm.
And it's a fun one though, because it is, an Iron Man match will... or is it submission match? No, it's Iron Man match, isn't it? Iron Man match will automatically end a rivalry. If
that sounds about right, yeah.
It's either that or submission match. It's either one of those two. Even if it's not on a pay-per-view, it will end a rivalry. What I like about it, though, is it will end a rivalry and get you X amount of fans plus 1,000 fans for every level the rivalry is. So it's like 1,000 fans you get instantly, but if it's a level 4 rivalry, it's 5,000 fans you get for booking that match.
Yeah. Which is it's a really fun mechanic.
It's a really fun mechanic.
Because it also incentivizes you to make it a level 4 rivalry instead of level 3. Get an extra 1,000 fans off that.
Yeah.
You know, you could blow it off of the pay-per-view at level 3, fine. But you could also, book it to a level 4, make sure you get an extra 1,000 fans from it. And also, it's going to make it an even better blow-off match because it's level 4 instead of level 3.
And it's on TV.
And it's so on and you can have it on TV. It's an out as well. If someone gets vetoed or whatever, mm-hmm. you still have the out and the option to blow off that feud and don't have to wait another 5 weeks.
Yeah. No, it's a really, really cool card. That we will find out whether we need to pull the ripcord on that and use that in a future episode. Pete, I think that's going to wrap it up for this week, though.
Mm.
We have actually just a bit of behind-the-scenes stuff. We are filming this or recording this podcast. Usually we record them the second we finished recording an episode, but we're kind of talking about like our little production schedule we had at the end of episode 1.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about we need to do the talking heads and the intro and stuff. We ended up not filming those on the Monday, and we instead filmed episode 2.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't finish that until like gone 6 p.m. So we're like, we need to go home. So we wrapped there, but that means we're actually recording this a couple of days after we did this recording.
This is Wednesday.
On the Wednesday. But we also recorded the talking heads,
mm-hmm.
and our brand new intro.
Yes, all the B-roll for the new intro, which I'm excited to see.
Yeah, no, it should be really, really good. So Adam Whitney's going to be editing that up.
Mm-hmm.
I think the talking heads should be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already trying to start some gimmicks going
of
like coming to Monday Night Raw for the stars. Logan Paul.
Yeah.
And also look at these other wrestlers over here that I've got. But really, it's all about Logan Paul and then it's YouTube route. And I suppose the other thing to talk about before we wrap up, because we now know that it happens and it is going to be in episode one.
Oh my God, yeah, of course.
Xavier Woods.
Oh, I was so happy.
Yeah,
I was
really.
So happy this came together.
Yeah, so we actually got it. I received the link for it. about 2 hours after we finished recording that podcast where we were like, I wonder if we'll get this in time.
Is it going to be in or not?
Is it going to be in or not? So yeah, we've got it now. And it's, yeah, it's kind of wild.
It's so cool. Because so the way this came about, we can talk about this behind the scenes, behind a paywall, was this was part of a deal that we had with 2K as their sponsorship of the series. And originally, this was going to take the form of us having like an interview with one of the developers of the game. So because it's a kind of a revamped version of MyGM, part of it was going to be Luke was going to have like an inside man to help him win the show. And it was going to be the developer telling Luke about some of the new features of the game and things to look out for in the game.
The way that I sort of pitched it was because 2K said, do you want to interview someone? And I was like, well, really, like we could put an interview, but it's not going to really do anything.
Yeah, it's not going to do much.
But to incorporate into the show, what if I have an inside man? So at the end of an episode, I would walk out of the room and speak with my inside man on the phone.
Yeah.
Kind of two ways. A, fun little story, but B, it's a way for viewers to come and find out tips and tricks for MyGM mode from the people that made the game. So I thought that'd be a really fun way to do it. But it unfortunately just didn't work out. Like timing-wise, we couldn't get it done. And then 2K just emailed us and they're like, look, we can't get this done, but I could get you a WWE guy to or a girl to send you a video.
Yeah.
And
we're like, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
And I was like, oh man, who'd be great? Who'd be great? And then it was like,
and then instantly it's like, well, Woods.
It Woods.
Obviously.
Woods is the answer.
Yeah.
Woods is already, he's in the game as a GM.
Yep.
And he himself is doing his series as well with Breeze and that.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, that, like, we both was like, that's perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect to get Woods. And it's funny because 2K then said, we can do two things. Either that he can record like a promo video to hype up the series, or he could lay out the rules for this series. And we didn't quite say this, but I was like, well, let's go with the promo video, because if he was to lay out the rules of the series, he'd be like, we've just ripped off your show. The rules of your series are the same as my series.
Yeah, which is, a promo video would work. So we got, funnily enough, this, if people also watch the WrestleTalk podcast channel, there was an episode of the Raw podcast where someone was calling Luke. And Luke was like, oh, I really want to take this call. It is an important call. And I was like, you can go take it. It's fine. And you were like, nope, I'll call him back after. So that was, we can reveal now, the huge story, mystery secret. That was our contact at 2K, who was calling us to let us know that, we can get the video from Woods done.
Yeah, we just need the script across as soon as possible.
Yeah, and it was at this point, because he left a voicemail that we listened to, where... So this was after the Raw podcast. This would have been about 4:15. And he said, we can do that that video with Woods. We'll need a script for him by 5:30. And we were like, oh, okay. So we're going to go back to the office and we're going to write a script right now.
Yeah.
Let's go. So it was a very surreal thing, because I've written a lot of scripts. Obviously, it's part of this job. You write a lot of scripts. But it was weird to write a script being like, Woods is going to read this script. It's just strange.
It's weird, yeah.
It's cool. Like, yeah.
And I wasn't sure what to expect coming out of the other end either would Woods just sort of read it and just be like, okay, I get the gist of this, I'll go with it. But no, he read it verbatim what we wrote.
And also I was expecting him to just record it on his phone, like somewhere like a corridor, somewhere like whatever. But no, it was like top quality, like really, really well done. Like Woods is such a pro, man.
Well, I think he's in the UK at the moment.
Is he?
I think so, because I'm pretty sure Fightful... wrote up that like the 2K global team, like, and with Woods and Breeds are currently like in the UK doing stuff with content creators. Obviously, we are not one of those content creators, but I'm pretty sure they're in the UK at the moment.
That's cool.
And I think Woods even said on the MyGM introduction stream they did, where like I kind of, you know, to get to grips with a new game, he did say that he was coming overseas.
Wow.
So I think he's here at the moment.
We should message him with all that contact stuff that we have.
Yeah, I mean, I could just message my contact at 2K and be like, is Woods here?
Can we get him
for
another episode?
It's not like we're like flushed for time though, so.
No. Absolutely.
It'd be a mad rush to be like, when can we do this?
Yeah. Who knows? But it's still super cool. Yeah. I, on a personal note as well, like Battle of the Brands season one was basically the whole reason I wanted to do Monday Night War, because I was such a big fan of the series. Watched that every week as soon as it came out. I was like, bang, appointment viewing, Battle of the Brands. It's obviously a massive inspiration for the series. So for me to write a script that Woods has then read out for a series that I'm doing based on his series is just really cool.
Yeah.
It's real like full circle moment for me.
Yeah. And like it was, when we talked about how like we kind of ripped off their show. Yeah. It is also worth remembering that we did Monday Night War when Battle of the Brands was off the air.
That is correct.
And like a Breeze had been released.
Yep.
And Cole had left and Cesaro had gone.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, they weren't doing anything on Up, Up, Down, Down. It was sort of like laid dormant. So we were like, well, there's a bit of a gap in the market here that we could possibly take advantage of, which we did.
Yeah.
And then Battle of the Brands came back. So it's nice to be able to, it's nice to see it back again.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm really, really pleased for them.
For Woods and Breeze to be in the game this year as
well. Oh, it's so cool.
So cool. I'm such a big fan of the choices they've been making lately. Like I'm just really happy for them.
I mean, this is slight spoilers. If you haven't played through the 2K23 showcase mode and everything, the unlockable you get at the end of the John Cena showcase mode is Super Cena, who is invisible.
That's really funny.
It's really funny. It's just his jorts and his shoes like moving around. You literally cannot see him.
That's really funny.
And one of the other unlockables is a John Cena action figure.
Yeah.
So it's got like all the points of articulation stuff. It literally is just a Mattel figure in the game.
That's
it's
so cool.
So cool.
That's so great.
Like you said, I'm really liking a lot of the choice that 2K have made. Mm. It's one to make it feel really fun.
Yeah,
and
that's like really good fan service.
Yeah, that's it. Fan service, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, like even just putting, you know, Logan Paul being in the game, Pat McAfee is in the game, and things like that. I Bad Bunny being in the game. I think there's a lot of like fun little fan service nods there.
Yeah,
really big fan of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But anyway, Pete, come on, let's wrap this up. We'll see you next week.
Yes.
Go watch episode three. It's up right now. And then we'll be back next week to talk about what happened in that one.
Yeah.
Take care, everyone. I've been Luke Owen, DAD, representing Monday Night Raw.
I've been Chopper Pete Cornell, representing Monday Night SmackDown.
Jam that jam!